Tape script 8.4. Part 3. On living in the south of France.
I know you now live most of the time here in the village of Minerbe, way south of Paris. How long have you lived here?
I've been here 33 years.
It must have changed a lot in that time.
Yes, and for the worse, unfortunately. But that's true anywhere. There's sunshine and olives and Roman tiles. This was, still is, really, an agricultural village. They grow extraordinary asparagus. Beautiful asparagus. It starts now in March. After that, there are cherries, peaches, peppers, and melons. They're famous for the melons, so they really didn't need tourism. Of course, I know that's ridiculous and selfish and mean to want to enjoy the extraordinary beauty of this place and want others not to come. But it would be terrible to destroy the perfume of this place, a place I've loved.
And how did you discover it all those years ago?
Well, every summer when I was living in Paris and I can't drive.
Really? Well, how'd you get about?
Oh, I just don't go anywhere. Anyways, every year in summer, a friend, she would drive us down south to the sea to swim. And one time we got down not far from here, and she said, "I'm tired of lugging you two around. I do all the driving. This is a beautiful little place. Let's stop and spend the night." So there was a charming little hotel, gone now, unfortunately, very pleasant. Next morning, I got up much earlier than the others and went out into the village, and there was a little dog, a young hunting dog, and he started up a hill, and I followed him. And he brought me by what is now a house. And a farmer was sitting there, and he'd written in the top of a shoebox with a piece of chalk, he'd written, "Ruins for sale." And so I asked him how much he was asking, and it was the only thing that I'd ever come across that we could afford to buy in the sun. So on the spot, I asked to buy it, and it was very inexpensive, because it was total ruins, open to the sky. It had been empty for 30 years. It took us 4 years before we could sleep here. So anyway, I went back to breakfast at the hotel and told them we all had a house. So that's the way it happened.
So you're back in a rural setting again.
Yes. In a way, it's odd that I should end up in a place that resembles so much where I grew up. Mm. Yeah, another farming community. Minerbe has the same number of people as Horse Cave, and the people even look the same.
A home from home, then. And just finally, and this is a big question. If you could live your life again, would you do anything differently?
No, no. Oh, well, I think I might skip a war.
Right.
But otherwise, no.